T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Like a cobra!
Featuring
Wilmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher, Boy Shaq.
Draymond
Go
Bye-Bye.
The 95.7
The Game,
the morning roast.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Where's that Draymond Go Bye-Bye from, man?
Draymond Go Bye-Bye.
Where is that from? Oh, my God. You callers are unbelievable. Good morning to everybody out there.
He did not go bye-bye.
He did not go bye-bye.
The rumor is he was on Bleacher Report Live a little while ago. We're going to effort to get the sound.
Wait, what do you... Draymond Green was on Bleacher Report Live?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get the sound, and we're going to play it for you, so go nowhere.
Oh, boy.
Stick right with us. We will find it.
By the way, good morning to everybody out there getting out the graveyard shifts, overnight dancers. You know how I feel. Good morning to you. Shout out to YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we have added the QR code on both pages. Looks really, really cool. We look really official on YouTube
it's
right
really
now.
It's really cool. It's very simple.
Yep.
It goes right to the app.
Yep.
It was awesome. Awesome.
Shout out to Comcast Biz Text Line, our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it. Most of the callers have brought it today. We've only had one flushing, and that one flush was brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. We got Flimmy coming up at 8:30. A lot going on here. Before we pivot to the San Francisco Giants in opening day, because I know it's a great day. And I know these horny guys here at the studio. Do we finally have Charmed off? We need to get Charmed off, man. My guys in here are so horny this morning. Listen, watching back Steph and the emotions during the break, and coaches having to console him, and Steve Kerr having to console him, I've never seen Stephen Curry that. It was almost like Stephen Curry was telling us, like, man, enough is enough. We need you. And then when Steph Curry said this after the game, I thought, boy, that's as critical as Stephen Curry will ever be about a teammate, basically telling Draymond Green, we need you on the floor. It's no secret, but listen to Stephen Curry after the game about his emotions.
Yeah, we know how important the season is, this part of the season is, and our ability to get into a rhythm and secure a playing opportunity and give ourselves a shot. We don't want to have self-inflicted wounds when it comes to that. We all care. We all are passionate about the game and our chances to have something to play for down the stretch. So you give everything you got to this game, and that's the emotion.
Oh, man, this is funny. As Steph Curry, this text popped up, Shasky. But your boy Abonte, if you're not peeling off the red tape on the edges, are you really even eating bologna? That's UPS Zach. You're right. If you're not pulling off the red tape, you're not really eating bologna. That's not the real deal. If you're not pulling off the red tape, that is the real deal. You're right, Zach. That's good knowledge there about bologna. Some of the things you get into on the show.
Bologna has a first name?
Turn on your mic.
My bologna has a first name?
What is it?
How did that jingle go?
I don't remember that jingle.
My bologna has a first name.
It's O-S-C-A-R.
There we go. Oscar Mayer.
My bologna has a second name. It's
See?
M-E-Y-E-R. Wow, how do I remember that? My God.
Yeah, I don't know how you remember
He's
that.
He's full of bologna.
So a lot of people are asking me about my Giants starter jacket. I'm going to just give you some information. My guy, I'm going to give out his government name, went to high school.
He's got another guy?
Yeah, I've got plenty of guys. By the way, Larsa Pippen said Marcus Jordan was no longer her guy. It's not her guy anymore.
Larsa said that?
Larsa said
that. Larsa looks like she's been going to the same exact surgeon as Kim K.
No, she looks like she's been going to a worse surgeon.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah, you
KK gets top of the line surgeons. Larsa Pippen look like she's on that bootleg hype.
Well, she's also like, it looks at least 15 years older.
She looks ridiculous. What's the name Vintage? What's the name Vintage? Is the Instagram page you need to go to. My boy Marquise Gillette is always selling some old school stuff. He's out there on YouTube. He's probably got a blunt in his mouth right now listening to the show. Marquise Gillette, what's the name Vintage? What's the name Vintage? Check out his site. He'll lead you to the right direction to get one of these six starter jackets. And I got a Niners one. I actually got it from the homage page, that Niners one, but this one got it from my boy Marquise. What's the name Vintage? Check out his page on Instagram.
Yeah, I had actually copped, I think it was either last year or the year before, for almost an identical one, but mm-hmm. It's the modern
starter.
Yeah, pullover. Yep. Yeah, just like that with the zipper in the middle. They're great for when it's just a little wet outside because they're weatherproof and they keep you nice and warm. They're great, great city coats.
No doubt. They are great city coats.
Giants have such great jerseys.
They do have great jerseys.
That's why I hate the City Connect.
Right. By the way, Marco Luciano officially optioned to AAA. He'll start in Sacramento. But as a fan, what was your reaction to Steph's emotional reaction to Draymond's suspension? In the meantime, we can pivot. If you still, 888-957-9570, we just opened up the phone lines here. If you want some last-minute thoughts on Steph Curry showing emotion from what happened last night, the Warriors do get a win. Andrew Wiggins played very, very well. Very, very well. So, by the way, we may have to push back John Taylor. May have to push back John Taylor, which is okay, because we got a lot going on here today.
So I was going to say, to me, after watching the Draymond thing, I rewound it over and over and over. I was like, did I miss something? What spurned it, setting him off? Like, what was it? I just think he lost his mind for no reason. He just went way over above and beyond. But as I was rewatching it, NBC, to their credit, kept the camera stuck, like just panned and zoomed in on Steph Curry. And I watched Steph Curry, and he got hunched over, and he's got his hands on his hips. And as he raises his hands, you could see tears, like literal tears.
Where his eyes are watering up.
And I'm like, look, is he sweating? Is it what? I don't know. So I don't know if those were legit tears, but that's what it looked like to me. And you'll see guys do this a lot. They'll hunch over and they're dripping sweat or whatever, and they're out of breath, and they'll wipe themselves with their jersey as they lift their shirt up to do it. It felt like to me he was trying to tamp down the emotions.
Yep.
And then you could see his face, like almost like a person who's allowing that vulnerability and that emotion to seep through. Yep. You can see he was completely exhausted. The look on the face to me was, I almost give up. Like, come on, man. And I'm totally, obviously, paraphrasing right. And putting my own two cents on this. But it felt like to me, a lot of times, again, my wife has done that view to me, or I've done that to others, where I either they've let me down or I've let them down. And it's like, I can't do this anymore. I just can't do this anymore. So we can argue about what Bonte and Joe think. We can argue about what the Golden State Warrior fandoms think.
I wonder what Joe Lacob thinks.
Well,
I wonder what Mike Dunleavy thinks. I do.
Oh, I think, we'll never, God. We'll never I think know the Steph's, answer to that. Steph's it, the image of Steph Curry
that immediately was the after thing.
It, to me, was a
not
thousand.
Only that, not only that, that image right there, but what about the image after the game? The way he walked up to Andrew Wiggins and was very demonstrative of saying, Wiggs, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it after the game.
You thought that was powerful?
Wiggs carried us in the fourth quarter. He empowered Andrew Wiggins. Klay Thompson the night before empowered Andrew Wiggins saying, we need you. We need you. That may not mean much to anybody. But I'm watching the way Steve Kerr hugged Andrew Wiggins from the back. And then Steve Kerr hugging Steph Curry. They felt so good about that win. To get that win without JK and Draymond, that's a huge win for that basketball team, because you got contributions from Chase Jackson Davis. You got contributions from GP2. You got some contributions from Moses Moody last night. How about that? And then you get a little bit from Chris Paul. You get Brandon Podziemski rebounding his ass off. Had 9 rebounds yesterday, Pods, off the bench.
I think they
9
had
rebounds.
35 of the non like core guys, they had like 35 rebounds or whatever.
There you go.
And 40 points. So it was a group effort, absolutely.
But to see Curry
kicking a chair
after
the game.
He was ticked off, but then to see him look at Wiggins and hug Wiggins and point at him and then slap him in the chest and that's what we need moving forward. That's how you play with urgency. That's how you be aggressive. That's the guy we'll remember from the 2022 NBA playoffs. That to me was powerful. Well, and empowering Wiggins and getting him smiling, saying, we need you no matter what. If we can do this on a night where we lose Draymond Green early in the game, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. Because I was thinking, how the hell are you going to make up 20 points from Kuminga? How are you going to make up the 8, 9, 10 that Draymond Green averages?
I thought the ball was hopping around. And I thought there was way more ability to drive. And it felt like there was so many more one-on-ones without Draymond out there.
Yeah, no, the lane was a lot more open.
In terms of their offensive half
spacing
court,
was open.
Yes.
Spacing was there because when you have the two non-scorers on the floor, two non-shooters, Orlando's got a team full of non-shooters.
Yes.
They scored 93 points yesterday.
You could pack the paint.
Pack the paint, get the shell defense, as Andrew Wiggins talked about last night, and just pack the paint, protect the paint, because they can't shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Anthony had the night of his life in the three-point line. He was 5 of 8 from 3. The dude shoots 32% from the three-point line, okay? This team does not shoot threes well. So you pack the paint. But that's what teams do to the Warriors when you have two non-shooters out there, two non-scorers. And so the paint is packed. You don't have any space to operate. I think that's been one of the biggest issues for Andrew Wiggins on the floor. Yeah, sure, we want him to be more aggressive. We want him clapping for the ball. We want him to be more assertive on his basketball team. Chris Paul told him earlier in the season, when you want the ball, you tell me when you want the ball, and I will get you the ball. No problem. But sometimes when he gets the ball, you got nowhere to operate because guys are packing the paint because they're sagging off of Pods. They're sagging off of Draymond Green. So where is Andrew Wiggins supposed to operate? That was the biggest problem in the Lakers series last year in the second round, Sasky. It was the spacing in the half court. There was none. There was none for anybody.
I think most people would say the Bucks win was the best win of the year or the Laker win.
Celtics overtime.
Celtics. Okay. Yeah.
But you had a few. Yeah, the Bucks win was very good.
Given everything that we've been talking about this morning, man, that Orlando Magic win. I know, it's the Magic. I get it. But they are the fifth seed. That's as good of a win as I've seen outside of a couple of the top ones that kind of stand above everything else, right?
Yep.
In terms of collective effort, absolutely, execution, especially on a night where Steph wasn't draining, Clay wasn't draining.
Yep.
That felt like a, we're gonna pull our pants up and we're going to do this together type of a performance.
Mm-hmm. Nah, it was a really good win. It was a really good win. But 888-957-9570 before we get to Dave Fleming. At the bottom of the hour, we got Logan Webb versus Yu Darvish, this new look Giants lineup. Giants lineup out yet? They got the lineup. I can't wait to see the lineup cards. That's what I'm excited about.
Who's the backup short if Luciano got optioned down? Is it going to be Tyler Fitzgerald?
Tyler Fitzgerald.
Interesting.
You go Nick Ahmed. You got Matt Chapman. Got Jorge Soler. Where is he going to bat? Is he going to bat second?
I don't know.
Jung-Hoo Lee, his debut with the Giants out of Petco Park, and all those Giants fans. Baseball's back.
I want to see them start Wilmer Flores, but I don't know. I doubt that's going to happen.
Well, we got two ways we could go about this, and this is why the roast is your show, folks, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, toddlers, cops, firefighters, you name it, Nick and San Jose, all you guys. We could do two things. Talk about two things. One, your reaction to Steph Curry's emotional reaction after Draymond Green got ejected for the fourth time this season. Or, where were you at mentally with the Giants once the season ended in 2023? Because mentally, I was a wreck. I was like, I don't want to talk about this team. This team's a joke. Franchise is a joke. And they did some things in the offseason that said, damn, Giants, you are so tone deaf.
What are you more surprised of? Just real quickly, as you're bringing this up, are you more surprised how quickly you pivoted into optimism for the Giants or how frustrated most Warrior fans are with the Warriors? What's the more surprising development?
Fans being a little surprising with the Warriors. And I don't know if they're even, frustrated with the Warriors. I'm a little more surprised about that because I thought coming in, because the Giants had nobody just a couple weeks ago. Giants didn't have Matt Chapman yet. They didn't have Blake Snell yet.
Yeah.
It was Jorge Soler, Jung-Hoo Lee. We're like, well, you're still missing a few holes. You're still missing some things. Now, all of a sudden, you add Blake Snell. You add Matt Chapman. Your lineup looks deeper. Your rotation looks deeper. You got Robbie Ray coming back at some point in the second half of the season. He'd give you a great push for the stretch run during a pennant race drive when you're trying to win a division or a wild card race. I can't believe how optimistic I am about the Giants right now, but I feel really good about them. I think they're, honestly, my gut tells me they're going to finish in second in the NL West this season.
Well, I, I personally believe, I think the majority of Warrior fans felt like, all right, we got, I'm not saying everybody, but there was a sentiment of something along these lines. All right, we got rid of Jordan Poole. Now it's time to win again.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. Like it felt like a lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people were thinking that they'll just remove Jordan Poole and everything's going to be fine. Get him off my team, and we're just going to be right back to where we were last year at minimum. And we'll be better.
Yeah.
I do think this has been a cold reality season for the Warriors. Whoa. You know, the Giants, they could spring up, and I know people are optimistic, and I'm optimistic, and I'm super fired up. But I think the Warriors struggling to be a 10 seed.
Did not have that on my bingo card.
Struggling to be a 10 seed.
Hold on, you got the Rockets.
The Rockets, like back into the roster, is talking smack to you.
Warriors, come out to play! Warriors, come out to play! Yeah, it's like that.
That's Tari Eason. Rockets feel good after beating the Oklahoma City Thunder in overtime. In overtime. By the way, a couple things here that we didn't get to. It's so much going on. It's so much going on that the Niners have been overshadowed. Right? You get Jet York talking about, hey, Brock Purdy's going to reset the quarterback market. Now you got Eric Armstead saying that he felt very disrespected by the counteroffer by the 49ers.
This is
Eric Armstead. It's kind of cringy. No. You came up with 13 sacks in the last 4 years. I get you were very good against the run, but this organization picked you over DeForest Buckner, who was a fan favorite. He was a fan favorite. And Eric Armstead, you did a lot of great things. But why do you got to kick us while we're down? Why you got to kick us on the way out? The 49ers have done you a solid and have propped you up better than any organization in this league.
I think Eric Armstead's a good dude at his core. I do, too. I do. But I think there are times where I feel like certain guys, they're in these bubbles and they don't realize how things land to the common right. fan. Over and over and over again, I have seen clips from his podcast, Eric Armstead's, where I'm like, bro, you do realize the average consumer is struggling to make life work right now financially.
Yep.
And you're complaining about money and disrespect and this and the other. And I know in your bubble, that's how you feel. But the majority of people consuming your podcast are struggling to pay for groceries.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not saying that's everybody, but I feel
there
like
is a lot of that. Yeah, you got to think twice.
He has repeatedly been very naive to how rich he is and how delusional he sounds to the common fan.
Yeah, no, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that Eric Armstead. I was like, all right,
come on.
All right.
You were disrespected because they gave you a $20-something million buyout.
Like, stop it.
Read the room a little, bud.
And then we got this. Glenn Taylor, who is the owner of the Minnesota Lynx and Timberwolves, says that Mark Lohr and Alex Rodriguez's option to buy the final 40% of the Wolves' Lynx to make them majority owners has expired. The T-Wolves are no longer for sale, Glenn Taylor says. Interesting. Interesting. Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lohr had until March 27th to buy the remaining 40% of the T-Wolves. Didn't do it. It expired. And so it's a dramatic turn in Minnesota. Dramatic turn. Maybe Glenn Taylor saw Anthony Edwards coming because, boy, I may be making mistakes on this team.
You see that move he had last night against Detroit?
Yeah, on the
pivot.
He had
like five pivots in the fadeaway
jumper.
It was
Kobe-esque.
It was.
You know, there's just the money that these athletes are making right now, and I know it's seeping into the college game, right? But what they don't understand is they are so detached from the normal person because the money is astronomical. I see this in golf a lot now. They're all whining and crying about money. I'm like, you guys do realize.
You're making so much
dough. Oh, my God. You're making money hand over fist.
I got to come down somebody's road real quick, Shaska. I got to defend you, man. For everybody listening to your radio, this guy, Kelvin Davis, is on YouTube right now. For everybody driving around. And you just said something about Eric Armstead, and I said basically the same thing. You know, it's kind of tone deaf to come out and be like, hey, I'm disrespecting. When you're getting all that money, the short checks, where you're making a lot of money.
And they chose you over Buckner.
Right, over Buckner. Like, that's the biggest thing. Kevin Davis, Joe, why did you say that while he was with the team? Why wait until he leaves the team? Well, we wouldn't have brought up Eric Armstead anymore had he not spoken on his podcast. He's a Jacksonville Jaguar now. We have no reason to talk about Eric Armstead. We appreciate him being from Sacramento. But we would have said this if he was on the team. If not, Eric Armstead just came out and said he felt disrespected. And ain't no fan buying that.
But
we ain't buying that, Eric Armstead. You felt disrespected? Come on, man. Well, come on, doggy.
Come on, big dog. You can't tell me it's a business on one end, because he did it multiple times during the season. It's a business, you know.
Right.
The NFL's a business.
Right.
Let me show you how much of my money goes to taxes on a game check.
It's and a business. It's a business.
During the regular season?
Yo, I remember.
I said, that's not a good look, dude.
It's a business. It's a business. It's a business. It's a business. And then you go out there saying you felt disrespected.
Come on,
you knew it was a business. But that's don't act like Kelvin Davis said, we don't just sit here and speak our mind. Eric Garcia came on the show one time with BSG, and I said on the front, I said, Eric, I appreciate you coming out. I've been highly critical of you and your play. Told him that straight up. Come on, man. It is what it is. But he felt disrespected. Dude, we felt disrespected. The Niners picked you over Buckner. We felt disrespected. I'm blown away. All right, Jay Williams. I'm just blown away today. Some things just cease to amaze me. I swear to God. Jay Williams on ESPN. Discussing Steph Curry.
Can I just say that I
Why?
Love you? Because you just...
This is performance art.
You're just... No, this is who you are. You're incredible.
No. Eric Carson, I see a clip there. I'm thinking to myself, God!
It was like when Jerick McKinnon got mad at the Niners. Right. Like, I'm free now.
I was like, wait a minute.
You're a backup.
We broke you off, Jerick McKinnon.
Saying.
What are you talking about? You couldn't stay healthy. Now you're mad at us? Talking about I'm gold? We gold?
The older I get, the more I realize people need PR. Like, they need a PR person in their life.
Oh.
Like, just like, hey, don't say the dumbest thing possible to alienate yourself to an entire fan base. Just take the high road. You've said this to me over and over. Yep. Joe, take the high road. And it's worked out for me in my career.
By the way, speaking of PR, apparently Shohei Ohtani hired the same crisis PR firm as Alec Baldwin, Harvey Weinstein, and Hillary Clinton. Law firm has represented Armie Hammer, Prince Andrew. These are not people you hired when you didn't do it.
Oh,
apparently,
boy.
That was in the LA Times article. Had the same PR for her.
If you're hiring whoever Harvey Weinstein, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
I mean, what's next? P. Diddy going to also jump in there and get dual representation?
They're probably not going to touch P. Diddy.
Don't talk about that.
That PR firm's like, you don't got enough money for us. We can't help you, buddy.
I'm not going to lie to you, B. The whole Puffy thing.
Stop!
I can't stop going down the rabbit hole. It's just incredible.
Not going to lie. There's somebody at a green room in NBC Sports Bay Area. He told us what was going down with P. Diddy. And I shall reveal no names.
When?
Oh, this is like 2.5 months ago.
Oh. So you kind of knew. I had no idea.
Well, I just got to pay much attention to P. Diddy no more. But yeah. That's what's happening. All right, Jay Williams. Jay Williams on Steph Curry. I guess people are questioning Steph Curry's leadership. Huh, let's hear from Jay Williams.
I'm getting texts from people that I really value their decision, right? High level people. And what these texts are reading is, well, how about the leadership of Stephen Curry? That's where these conversations are going. And in my brain, right, processing information, Molly.
Wait, do you mean? How about the leadership of Stephen Curry? They're calling Steph out?
Yes.
Oh.
Right? For him not controlling Draymond. So in my brain, the way I process is that it's because I know Steph. I spent time around Steph. We were talking about this during Get Up. We wish we could have a camcorder in Steph's car, right?
Yeah.
All the things that Steph would be saying to his wife and how he's frustrated about, because he's one of the most competitive dudes you'll ever meet.
No doubt.
Draymond Green is diminishing the ultimate legacy of how people are looking at the leadership of Stephen Curry.
Wow, there's a lot there. I mean, I don't even know where to begin.
Draymond Green is a grown-ass man.
You can't
control. Need Steph Curry to control. That's not Steph Curry's job. All right, we got a break. Let's get to Dave Fleming on the other side. Man, what a show. It's unbelievable. I'm exhausted right now. It's 8:25. All right. Opening day, Giants, Padres. Dave Fleming coming up, brought to you by Safeway.
That guy just skunked you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.